So we are on Sadi Vav Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. The first one of the line is Ya'azov, so I'm Rabbi Elazar. Yeah, okay. So continuing this conversation about the Amana who's collecting mizonos from the Yisomim. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amana shetafsa metatalin b'mizonoseha, ma shetafsa tafsa. So that's typically the rule is, certainly when it comes to Ksuba, and we'll see it's also true by the mizonos, that the woman is typically paid by karka, right? Whenever there's this requirement of the sum to take care of her, so that the way they finance it is with the karka, the land that belongs to the father. So what happens if she goes ahead and she grabs metatlin? So she grabs, money or whatever in order to count as her mizonos. Does that work? So the Gemara says, "Masha tafsa tafsa." She did it. It's done. And Rashi says, "V'lo mafkina mina." We don't take a back, right? And he says, "Va'afagav the baskin of the hilchos of a perak mitzias isha." Even though we passed on daf some beis, meaning be karkai, but lomim betatalai, hoel betafsa tafsa. Even though we typically gets paid for karka, now for metatalin, if she did it already, she did it already. Machlok is Rishonim actually. If this means she took it while the husband was alive, she takes it already after the husband passed away. But the point is, even though she doesn't get paid from metatlin, if she would just take it from metatlin, it works. So tani nami hachi amana shetavsa metatlin b'mizonoseha ma shetavsa tavsa. Right, we have another brayse that says the same thing, that the amana again is tofes the metatlin for her mizonos, that works. Vechein ki asur of dimi amar ma'ase bekalaso shabsai. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, so he told a story about the kala of Rav Shabsai, his daughter-in-law, shetafsa diskia malaya mos, that she took a whole bag full of money. Rashi says diskia is sak sha'or shakorin china, right? So some type of bag, full of a leather bag full of money. And what happened? V'lo haya koach b'yachachamim lo tzi miyada. And the Chachamim didn't feel that they were able to take it away from her. Why? Because Masha Tafsa Tafsa, she took it already, and she took it, and that is what it is. And so she, again, she's not stealing in the sense that the money is coming to her, but the way she gets it is not l'chachila per se, but when she takes it, it's already hers. Okay, so, and Amr Avina, V'lo Amr Ela B'la Mizoni, Avala Ksuba Mafkina Mina. And Ravina says, by the way, this whole thing is always only about Mizonos, not about the Ksuba. Why? Because if it comes to the ksuba, even if she would take it, mafkimina, we would take it back from her. Because again, because the ksuba has to be paid from the karka, he says. So he says it has to be, since the ksuba has to be from karka, this whole rule only applies to mizonos; it doesn't apply to the ksuba. So maskav la mav ravashi, and mav ravashi though says back, ma'ishna la ksuba to mi mikarkai v'lam mitatalei mizonos na mi mikarkai v'lam mitatalei. So mav ravashi says, I don't understand. The ksuba, right, is only from karka and not from metatlin, and mizonos is also only from karka and not from metatlin. Nevertheless, so el mizone might tafsa tafsa hachanaim the ksuba, right? So if that's true, then just like the mizonos, in the end of the day, right, the halacha is the halacha is the same lechachila for both of them. It should only be from karka, not from metatlin. So if in the end of the day, when it comes to mizonos, b'di'eved, mashe tafsa tafsa. Tachanami, like Ksuba, the Ksuba should be the same rule. So Amalei Yitzchak, Bar Naftali, the Ravina. So Rav Yisrael Bar Naftali said to the Ravina, Hachi Amrina Mishmei de Rava Kavasech. So he said to Ravina, right? Again, Ravina was the one who had had made this distinction between Karka, between Mizonos and the Ksuba, and said it's only true for Mizonos, not for Ksuba. And he says, by the way, we paskin like you. They, Rava was saying the halacha like you said. So meaning, even though my Rav Ashi had a pretty good response, right, which is that ksuba and mizonos seemingly the same, and that way you should make a distinction. Nevertheless, Rava paskind that they're different, and that this is true by Mizonos, but it comes to Ksuba, you would taka. They would talk about mafkinamina, and they would take it away. So presumably, there's some there's still a difference enough when it comes to mizonos and ksuba, that the ksuba is not just lechachila needs to be taken from. So the ksuba not just lechachila needs to be taken from karka, but even if she would go ahead and grab it from a tathlin, we would not allow her to keep it. Okay. So Amr Yochanan. Mishmed Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Name Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra." Amana sheshas ashtayim v'shalosh shanim v'lo tava mizonos. So what happens if a woman waits 2 to 3 years and she never goes to collect the mizonos? So he says, "Ibda mizonos." She loses it, meaning she can't go back and collect the mizonos afterwards if she waits a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, and she doesn't ever collect them. So the mizonos that she never collected, you know, she was financing herself for 2 years or 3 years. She cannot go back now and say, "Hey, you know what? I actually never collected the money. Can you pay me now? Can you pay me up now? Yeah, and you know, you owe me 2 years or 3 years worth of mizonos." That doesn't work. Okay. So the question is, okay, hashtash time ibda shalosh mi bai. I don't get it. Two or three years. It's not like that's like how like we talk. You know, 2 or 3. Like telling me halacha, it's not 2 years or 3 years. If it's 2 years, then of course it's 3 years. Right? Why do you need to tell me 2 years or 3 years? So it says, "No, lokasha, kamba niya, kamba shira." Depends who she is, right? Depends if she's a poor person or she's a wealthy person. Why? Look at Rashi, ashira hayecholus biyada lahamtin. Right? If she's a wealthy person, so maybe she has the money. She has enough in her account, right? She has enough money sitting in her bank account that she doesn't need to go collect right away. So hilkach inami lo tava lach mechilahi ad shalosh shanim. Meaning, what's the reason why after 2 or 3 years she can't go back to collect? What about after 6 months? The answer is after a certain amount of time, it becomes obvious that she's not interested in the money. Right? The fact that she has waited so long, it shows that she never intended to collect it. Once she signals that she's not interested in collecting, so she, you know, that's like a mechila. So well, who? Depending on who you are, right? If you're a wealthy person and you don't collect, you know, for a certain amount of time, that might not be a mechila. It might just be that she was still able to finance herself. But if she's a poor person, right, and she mamish can't afford to not collect, and still she's not collecting for much more time, so that shows she really doesn't expect to collect that at all, right? So look back at Rashi again. Avalaniya midalo tavasan mechalasan. Right, but the poor woman, the fact that she didn't come to collect, so that really tells me that that she was mochelis. So that's why it's 2 years or 3 years, meaning 2 years for an aniyah and 3 years for an ashir. Fine. Inami, another possibility. Says Gemara, kam betrutza, kam betznua. Depends on the type of woman she is. Right, if she's a tznua, says Rashi, bosha lavola bezdin. Right, tznua meaning that she's shy. Right, so she's gonna be embarrassed to come to the bezdin. So for 2 years, that's not enough, right? Because maybe she's very, very shy and she's, you know, so difficult for her to come, so she wouldn't come. But that's why she didn't come, even though she needs the money. Once it's 3 years already, she still didn't come. So now it's not just because she's shy. It's because she really, she's not interested in collecting. Amarava v'lo lo amran ela l'mafreya. Avala haba yeshlan. Rava says, by the way, all of this is just in terms of collecting the money that she's already owed. But the fact that she didn't collect for 2 years or 3 years doesn't matter in terms of collecting mikan labav. She's still not married all this time, and she still needs to be taken care of. So then, even 3 years have passed, you can say, okay, look, I didn't collect for the last 3 years. You can assume I was mochelis for those 3 years. But now, going forward, I need the money. And that she's still allowed to do. Fine. Okay. So by Rav Yochanan. And so Rav Yochanan asked the following question. Yesomim omrim nisaninu v'hi omeres lanatalti. So she, Rabbi Yochanan says, what happens if the Yesomim say, we already paid, and she says, I never got the money. For this is the mizonos. Amila havi raya, who has to bring a proof? Meaning, usually we have a rule that hamotzi michaver alav haraya, right? Whoever is the person who's trying to take the money out of the reshus of the other person, whoever, so then, the motzi has to bring the raya. Well, who's the muchzak? Right? Either Yisomim the Muchzak, because they're holding on to the money. It's you know, their father's money that now they have. And she's tried to collect from them, and therefore she has to bring the raya. Or do we say no, that really she's the Muchzakes, right? Because she has a shibud on the money, it's really hers, and they are trying to, you know, take it back. And therefore they have to bring the raya when they say that they paid. It's actually a machlokas we've shown him whether we're talking about money that they paid early or had already paid it, had already paid. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Nisan near the bottom. Rashi and Sanev Amalef Dimei Mizonos Lishana Haba'a. Right, think the future money. Right, they're saying we paid already for this coming year. And she's like, what are you talking about? You didn't pay yet. Maybe last year you paid. You didn't pay for the coming year. Look at Tosfos all the way in the bottom of the page. Yisom Amru Nisananu Omer Rebbe Demire BeMizonos She'avru. This is talking about money that was paid already. So for the year that had passed, the muchach milsa tfei, it makes more sense. Why? Mishum deshaska ad hashta. Meaning, what's the question? The question is, she says, you didn't pay me. And they say, yes, we did. Well, if it's money that was already owed for, you know, all of last year, and she comes down and says, by the way, all last year they didn't pay me. So the judge is going to say, so why are you waiting till now? Why did you wait a year to come? Right, so that's a real reyasa. Right? It's a difficulty against her argument because she you say to her, why did you wait so long, right? The yasme kushta kamer. It sounds like you can assume the yisom are telling the truth. Avav mesonos de lahaba vade al yisom lahavi raya. But in terms of the future, what do you expect? Like, they show up and say, this year's payments we paid them all in advance. That's a lot less likely, right? That they did that, and therefore it would make a lot more sense to say that they have to bring a raya in such a case. Fine, so whatever. That's a machlokas, because we can see how that plays out going forward. But the bottom line is, the question is, when there's a question of whether they paid or not, who has to bring the proof? So says continues the Gemara in Sarevav Amma Beis Nichzei. This is just a continuation of the question. Nichzei becheskas yasme kaime v'al aman lahavi raya. Right? Do we say that the nechasim are in the mistress of the Yisomim, and the Almana has to bring the proof? Or do we say no that the money is really in the hands of the Almana by Yisomim lahavi raya, right? And the orphans have to bring proof that they already gave it, that they already gave it to her. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara is trying to bring an answer. Here we go. Tashma, the Tani Levi, Levi taught the following: Amana calls man shalonises al yisomim lahavi raya, nises aleh lahavi raya. So Levi paskins that what happens that as long as the Amana has not gotten married to a new man, so the yisomim have to bring a proof that they already paid. However, if she got married, so then she's the one. Then she has to bring proof. Why? What's going on? Why is that true? Says Rashi. Nises vihi ba litvo mizonos al shanim she'avru. Again, this is Rashi's explanation. He's talking about previous money, right? So she's got married now, and she wants to go collect money from before. Aleh la haviraya. She has to bring her proof. Why? The mishin nises en nechasim biyoshusa. Right? Meaning, you want to argue that because once she gets married, now the money is no longer in her. She no longer has like the shibud at that point, right? So what's the implication? The implication is that as long as she hasn't gotten married, right? So whose rishus is it? Sounds like it's in her rishus, right? It's when she gets, it's sort of like the shibud, and right? The fact that she has this claim to the money makes her the mechuzakes, right? But once she's married, what happens when she's married? When she's married, her new husband has a requirement to take care of sherek shuzvono. He now has to take care of her mezonos, right? And now the yisomim are off the hook. So the moment that the new marriage takes place, that shibud, right, goes away. Shibud goes away, she's no longer the muchzakes, and now, if she wants to collect money, she has to go ahead and she has to bring a proof. So it sounds like, at least at this point, that that the woman is the muchzakes, and that the yisom have to bring a raya. So Amr Shimi Bar Ashi Kitanayim. Shimi Ashi says, well, maybe this is the Machlokas Tanayim. What's the Machlokas Tanayim? Mocheres Vikoseves Eilu lemazonas macharti, eilu leksuba macharti. Div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that what happens if a woman wants to sell the mazonos, right? So what can she say? So she can sell her husband's property, right? She sells it mocheres v'kosevis, and she writes in the shtar You say it's like I'm selling this property and I'm getting the money in return, right? And she should write, I'm selling this property for the mazonas that's supposed to come my way, right? And I'm selling this other property for the same property if it's more money for the ksuba that's supposed to come my way, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda says you have to say it, you have to write it explicitly. Rabbi Yossi Omer Macheres Vekoseves Stam Vechein Kocha Yafe. Rabbi Yossi says no, she doesn't have to explain. She can just write it stam. She doesn't have to explain why she's doing that, and her koach is strong. And the Gemara is explaining. Rashi says, explain a little bit what that means. Look at Rashi's for a second. The koseves el lemazonos, the third skinny line in Rashi, bishtaros hamachira, right, with the on the documents of sale that she should write on it. She koseves lelakuchos, that she's writing to the person who's purchasing from her. Koseves es hamachor lemazonos. What she's selling is from Mizonos. Ukushi Mocheres Ligi Waksuba to Farish Besoch Ashtar Liksuba Mecharti. She explained in the Shtar why she's selling. I'm selling this to Reuven Ben Yaakov, and I'm doing it because I'm doing it for the Ksuba that's owned to me. Fine. And Mekach Chochayafar Ashtar is we're going to explain that to move along. Okay. So Gemara says, Maila Bahaka Mifagi. See, this is our Machokas. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar by Lefruche. Rabbi Yehuda says she has to explain why she's selling it. Right? Why she have to explain it? Because it's not obvious that they're hers, right? So she has to explain is because the chasim really are in the property of the assomim. And she has to explain. She has to say, and here's my shtar that I wrote that I'm selling it specifically for this purpose. Rabbi Yossi, Savra lo by Lefruche. And Rabbi Yossi says, what should you have to prove anything for? Nichze becheses ha-manakayme. The nechasim are on her property. They belong to her. V'ayasom l'havirayim. They don't have to explain, right? She doesn't have to explain anything. It's all hers unless they bring a proof the other way. And that's why she doesn't have to explain it. Okay. So Kamara says, not so fast. Mimai, who says, Dilma l'kuli amma nichze becheses ha-manakayme. Maybe everybody agrees that the nechasim are taka in the hands of the almana. Value some la haviraya, and these are some of the ones we have to bring a proof that it's hers. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying that she has to explain why she's selling it? Rabbi Yehuda, it's a tovah kamashvalan. Rabbi Yehuda just says, you know, he's giving good advice. She doesn't have to do it. He's giving her good advice. That good idea to explain why you're selling it. Why? The lalikru la rav sanusa. You don't want them to say about her that she's a ravenous person. She needs so much money to buy so much food because she just can't get enough. You don't want that. So you have to explain. The reason I'm collecting so much money is because I have to collect my mazonas and my ksuba. And I'm, you know, so it seems like I'm doubling up, but I'm not really, right? Rashi says, the likru la rav sanusa. The Rashi a little bit further down on the left side. The likru la rav sanusa. Haruah shamocher is kolak harkao seilu. Someone says, you're selling all this land. Savar shamocher san the mazonos. They think she's selling all of it from Mazonos. Motzi aleha, shame Rav Sanusa, Veshuv ein adam nosa. No one's going to want to marry her. She's like, you know, it seems like she's weird. It's like a hoarder. You know, she's like collecting so much, right? What's going on here? It doesn't look good for her. So she has to explain why she's doing it. But the bottom line is, maybe that's the pshat, and therefore, there's no proof at all that the nechasim are really in the hands of the Yisomim, and she has to explain for that reason. No, she doesn't have to explain, but if she says it's a good idea, so people don't start calling you names. Why? The ilo teimah, because if you don't say that, ha the by Rav Yochanan, because that's true. I mean, if that's not true, then that which Rav Yochanan says, tiv sholei masnisen, because that's true. Rav Yochanan wants to say he could have said more easily from a mission that we're going to see in a second. Again, because Rav Yochanan's question is, right? If the Yisomim say we paid already, and she says I didn't get it, who brings your proof, right? So he said, I'll show you to Machlokes Tanaim. Well, why is it Machlokes Tanaim? There's a Mishnah on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, just the next page, where the Mishnah says the following. There the Mishnah says, Mocheres lemezonos shelo bebezdin v'koseves elu lemezonos macharti. Right? So she can write, she can sell her mezonos without like letting Bezdin know. Right? She doesn't be in the Bezdin, she can do it on her own. And she should write, these are from mezonos, right? Meaning, if Rav Yochanan had a question, right? Who has to, you know, who has to bring the proof? So if you want to know who to bring, you know, who has to bring the proof, look at that mission. The mission says she should state explicitly that she's selling it. Oh, what do you see? That it's not hers. right? And it belongs to Yitzchak, and she has to be the one to explain. So Rav Yochanan, what are you asking me a question for? It's a fair Mishnah, right? If this writing in the shtar is such a proof that it's not really yours, so then bring the proof in the Mishnah. In fact, that he didn't do so, why did he not? So it says to Gemara, so what do you see? So Elam Masisa Lake Lamashmina, the Eitzatova Kamashmalan. I mean, what's the reason why Yochanan didn't say, I'll tell you the answer, it comes from our Mishnah, right? This later Mishnah, that she can, again, she can sell the karka, and she has to explain why, right? The fact they didn't say that, why is that? Because it's not a proof, because it's just a good idea, right? They're just telling her a good idea. So if that's true, so you see, again, don't tell me that this other Machlokas Tanaim is this Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. No, not necessarily. Again, it just could just be Rabbi Yehuda's giving an Eitzatova. That make sense? Yeah? Okay. So you see it's an Eitzatova. Fine. So that's one attack on this idea of saying that this question is a Machlokas Tanaim. So Inami, another possibility. And another possibility is that everyone agrees that the Nechasim really belong to the Yesomim. Okay, so that really everyone agrees it belongs to the Yesomim, so then why does Rabbi Yossi say, right, that she can write it stam? Right, what does that mean? Why, if they belong to the Yesomim, she should have to explain. So, or bring a proof, right? Behind the time of Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi say, write it stam? Kidabai Kishisha. We just saw Abai Kishisha not so long ago, right? The older Abaye. What does that mean? Because the Amar Abaye Kishisha, the older Abaye said, Mashal, I guess Abaye Senior, right? He said, Mashal de Rabbi Yossi Lamad Amadoma. This idea of Rabbi Yossi, what's it like? The Shchiv Meira, a person who's about to die, he's on his deathbed, Sha'amar Tenu Masayim Zuz Laploni. So he Bachovi. He says, give 200 zuz to Reuven because I owe him money. Ratza b'chovo notlan, ratza b'matana notlan. So the Balchov, Reuven, he can say, you know, I'm accepting this money as the chov, that you know, that your father owes me, whatever. That, you know, that this man, who's the shchimer, owes me. So I'm collecting now my 200 zuz, right? But if he wants, he can collect it only as a matana. Okay. Look at Rashi. Inami de kule ama. The kuli ama hecha da amri yisomim nisnanu al amana lahavi rai. And when they say, the yisomim to be paid, the amana has to be approved. But if you lahachil Rabbi Yossi hastam yafila, right? But even so, even though she's the one who has to bring approved in general, and the money's hers here when she sells it, better for her not to explain why she's selling it. Why is it better for her? Why yafila letrifas lekuchos. We're going to explain now in a second what that means. But the point is that it's better for her not to say why she's selling it. Why? Because in this case also, when the Shechivra goes ahead and gives the money, the Reuven, the guy, the Balchov, can say, you know, I'm collecting just as a matan. I'm not collecting as the chov. Why? Because, continues the Gemara inside of Zeman Aleph, in b'matana notlan, lo kach yafa kocho, because if he accepts it as a matana, isn't that better for him? Rashi says, she yuchal litrov lekuchos ala chov, v'lo yuchal litrov ala matana. Meaning, going forward, after the Shechiv Meira dies, right, so this guy, the Bachov, he's never going to be able to, say to the Yisom later, like, by the way, like, your father wanted to give me a gift. You can't collect later. Right? He didn't give it. But if he owes the money, he can still come later and say, hey, your father stole his money. Owed me money, right? Afzu ala mazonos lo tuchal. So meaning the point is by collecting it, it sounds a little like sneaky. It is kind of sneaky. But meaning by collecting it only as a matana, what can he leave open? The possibility of still collecting the chov later, right? So if she sells, and so too, right? Afzu ala mazonos lo tuchal litrof lakuchos valaksuba titrofosam. Right, same thing. This woman, right, the almana, right, the mizono, she won't be able to collect later, right? But the ksuba, she will be able to collect. She'll be able to collect later. So what should she do when she sells the land? Don't say. Don't be so don't be so quick to explain exactly why you're selling them, because maybe you'll be able to collect more later. So he's sort of giving Eitzah Tova in the other direction. Yafakocha, that she doesn't have to explain it. Because by not explaining it, she leaves herself the ability at some point to collect later. The only thing that's like not totally The only thing that's not totally clear is like, it must not mean, you know, that she can be dastardly and actually steal money that doesn't belong to her. Right? So it must mean that if she's like being explicit, she's painting herself in the corner for something that she might be able, you know, maybe she was able to get something for a different time, or maybe when they gave it to her it's for a different reason, etc. Like, you don't have to explain what it is if it's unclear. If it's totally clear that it's hers, she's not, presumably not allowed to collect another time, you know, a second time. But it must just mean like, in general, it's not like, it's not a smart move to start blasting out and explaining exactly why, because leave your koach yafeh. Don't go so quick to spoil it. Does that make sense?
It's like a way to maximize the amount that she can get. Like, it's the more that she is able to allocate more to her mizonos,
she can still leave over for the ksuba. Right, and time's going to go on, etc. Right, so don't spoil it all now. Don't spend it all now. Don't explain it, and just leave it. Okay, let's stop here.